This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Fires continued to scorch thousands of acres in Southern California. They are the state's deadliest wildfires in more than a decade. While firefighters made progress in some areas, the fires gained strength in others. Tens of thousands more people were evacuated in the mountain communities of San Diego and San Bernardino. The death toll has reached 16. Governor Gray Davis declared a fifth county, Riverside, a disaster area. Davis put the cost of firefighting at more than $2 billion. NPR's Kerry Kahn reports from Los Angeles.
It seemed like Tuesday was going to be a better day for firefighters in Southern California. The hot Santa Ana winds had finally died down. Temperatures were dropping, and in many regions, a cool ocean breeze began blowing. But in San Diego, the shifting winds whipped up fires in the county's eastern mountains, sending thousands of residents fleeing. In the historic town of Julian, famous for its apple crop and homemade pies, California Highway Patrol officers tried to direct frantic residents out of town and down the mountain on a winding two-lane road.
We can't go through Winola Road and down.
Correct. They're going to have that blocked off.
So that's an awful lot of people coming down this one little road.
I completely understand, but they're blocking off Winola because they...
In a news conference, San Diego County Sheriff Bill Collender urged residents to evacuate immediately before all roads were blocked by fire.
These fires haven't just flared up today, they have raged up. If you're still home in Julian, we urge everyone not to wait for the word from the sheriffs, but to leave. And once you go, do not come back.
At least 12 people have died in San Diego County. Fires have scorched more than 300,000 acres and destroyed some 900 homes. However, to the north near Valley Center, the fire threat yesterday had cooled. Utility truck crews were out working trying to restore electricity to the area. Kathy Robinson was waiting at a police roadblock, hoping she would be able to go home for the first time in 3 days.
You want to be home. You know, you just want to be home. I want my bed in a bad way.
Going home was not an option for thousands in San Bernardino County. The shift in the winds drove flames up densely forested slopes toward the resort communities of Lake Arrowhead and Big Bear. Thousands were forced to evacuate. But the place the weather change seemed to help firefighters was in the north, on the Simi Valley Fire, which spans some 30 miles from Ventura east to Los Angeles County. Conditions improved so much in Simi Valley that a construction crew was back building houses. Just the day before, flames had come within 25 yards of the site. Wardy Hernandez says all 70 of these 3- and 4-bedroom homes have already been sold. He says Simi is a great place to live, especially since the fire danger is much less now.
We don't have nothing to fire no more. It's already gone.
But even a cool ocean breeze can cause problems if it picks up enough speed. By late afternoon, the winds pushed the eastern edge of the fire dangerously close to homes in the Stevenson Ranch area in northern Los Angeles County. Dozens of fire engines took up positions on street corners while helicopters surveyed the development nestled at the foot of a large canyon. Rudy Perez packed his car as 100-foot flames roared up the hillside surrounding his home. He says he's never seen anything like this, and he's fought in 4 wars.
World War II, Korea, Vietnam 2 times, and various other incendiary things, and this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my life. You know, but that's the way life is, I guess, you know. You know, you work, I'm 79 years old, you work all your life to buy a nice home for your family, and this happens. So.
His neighbor Drew Ryer, however, was staying put. He says he has the car packed, but just can't seem to go.
You gotta leave. You definitely have to leave. But you just feel good knowing when the last sight you see, hopefully, is somebody putting out the fire or you know, one last helicopter coming in.
But as the flames headed down the hillside towards his home, he had had enough and was ready to leave.
We've been watching this thing for 2 days. There's not a whole lot to do now. We've got all the cars packed. You gotta leave.
Before driving out, he laid out his garden hoses and unlocked the door for firefighters to get in. Most of his neighbors had already done the same and left their front sprinklers running. Kerry Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.